From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. A federal trial that could impact the voting rights of hundreds of thousands of Floridians ended this week after 7 days of arguments. Last year, a Florida law passed that required anyone with a felony conviction to pay any money connected to their case before regaining the right to vote. This was after voters overwhelmingly approved Amendment 4, automatically restoring voting rights for most people with felony convictions. WLRN's Danny Rivero has been following the case, and he brings us this report from the groundbreaking virtual trial.
Good morning. This is Judge Hinkle.
Over the last 2 weeks, U.S. District Court Judge Robert Hinkle has been juggling two jobs, the first being a judge, and the second, the resident IT guy.
Dr. Weinstein, hit your F5 button.
The trial was held virtually. The judge, attorneys, and witnesses were on a video chat, and the rest of the public was able to listen in, live. Before the coronavirus pandemic, this kind of arrangement was unthinkable in federal court. In normal times, you can't even bring a cell phone into the courthouse. Recordings are not allowed. And there were more than a few technological hiccups for the grand premiere.
I'm going to raise your right hand. We're still in the iPad.
So that's the novelty part. And it's how we have recordings of these proceedings, even as choppy as they can sound. The case itself revolves around this question. What if someone who has served prison time on a felony charge is too poor to pay money they owe after they're released from prison? Several of the witnesses focused on Florida's record-keeping system. If people have to pay money before they can vote, how can they find information about how much they owe in the first place?
The information that we have found has not been credible.
Mary Jane Arrington is the supervisor of elections of Osceola County in Central Florida.
It would be nice if we had a clearinghouse or something like that that could give us this information. But voters or potential voters are lost a lot of times as to where to even begin this process.
Because the process is so tedious, Florida is only reviewing about 57 voter registration forms from people with felony convictions per day. And there's already a backlog of 85,000 of them. During the trial, Judge Hinkle did some back-of-the-envelope math and mused about what this backlog means.
So we were talking about having this all done and in place where people could vote in the 2020 election, but this suggests that they wouldn't even be able to vote in the 2024 election.
The 2024 election. At this rate, the judge said, that's how long it could be before tens of thousands of people with felony convictions are cleared to vote. Some of the 17 plaintiffs in the case also took the stand, by phone. Latoya Moreland lives in Manatee County. She owes around $600 on a charge from 2011. And that's the only thing standing between her and the right to vote.
I don't have any extra money to pay anything. But if I had the money, I would pay it because that's the right thing to do.
A central part of the state's defense was that the law the legislature passed after Florida voters approved Amendment 4 mirrors the language of the amendment itself. And under that interpretation, completing a sentence means paying all the money related to a felony conviction. By the end of the trial, Judge Hinkle made it clear that he does not agree with that interpretation. This was hanging in the air when Florida's Division of Elections Director Maria Matthews testified. She disclosed that Florida is working on a new voter registration form that would let people check a box saying they can't afford to pay the money they owe. But this new form would only be released if the state loses the case.
I'm just concerned that the form is only going to be relevant at that point in time, and that's fine. That just needs to be understood that we wouldn't necessarily be following up every 2 months, 3 months, a year to see if that's still true to determine whether somebody is still eligible to be registered to vote.
Even before the trial, Judge Hinkle made it clear that if he didn't hear what he wanted from the state, he would come up with his own process for allowing potentially hundreds of thousands of new voters to cast ballots. And on the last day of the trial, he said this is exactly what he's going to do, rule against the state of Florida.
Well, here's where I think we are. I'm going to make a ruling. I expect it to be a whole lot easier to administer than anything you've dealt with so far. That may be a bit of a bold statement, and when I write it down, I may find that it's not as easy as I thought it might be. And I certainly don't think it's easy, but I hope to make it better for you.
Hinkle said he would write his ruling as fast as humanly possible, because every day the 2020 election is getting closer and closer. I'm Danny Rivero in Miami.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.